With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At least 8 U.S. telecom firms and dozens of nations have been impacted by a Chinese hacking campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A top White House official says the U.S. believes the hackers were able to gain access to communications of senior government officials and prominent political figures. But Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger said they don't believe any classified communications have been compromised. White House officials caution that a number of telecommunications firms and countries impacted could still grow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One Republican senator says Pete Hegseth should agree to abstain from alcohol if he wants to be confirmed as Secretary of Defense. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota says given the allegations against Hegseth concerning alcohol abuse, he should commit himself to abstaining in the future. He told CNN, quote, being familiar with the problems of alcoholism and the dumb things we do when we drink too much, it'd be really nice if he could set that one aside for good. Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, says he's facing stiff opposition because he's a change agent and vows he won't drop his bid for confirmation in the face of what he calls a smear campaign by Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
Sheriff's officials say two children have been wounded in a shooting at a tiny religious school in Northern California, and the gunman is dead. A Butte County Sheriff's Office spokesperson says Wednesday the wounded students were taken to hospitals in unknown condition after the shooting at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo, a small town north of Sacramento. The Sheriff's Office spokesperson says the suspect died after apparently shooting himself. A motive is unknown. On Wall Street, the Dow by 308 points today. This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have begun a special session aimed at protecting their liberal agenda from anything President Trump might do during his second term. At the prompting of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature will first vote to give the state attorney general more funding in anticipation of new federal challenges. Newsom says he wants to protect California's status as an abortion destination for women from other states. This is SRN News. One of the big three U.S. automakers is having a tough time in China.
The poor performance of General Motors' Chinese joint ventures is forcing the company to write down assets and take a restructuring charge totaling billions of dollars in the fourth quarter. The Detroit automaker says it will cut the value of its equity stake in the ventures by $2.6 billion to $2.9 billion when results are reported early next year. In addition, GM will take $2.7 billion worth of restructuring charges, most during the fourth quarter. Rich Thomason reporting.
Australia is holding an ambitious social experiment of our moment in history. Experts say it could accomplish something parents, schools, and other governments have attempted with varying degrees of success, keeping kids off social media until they turn 16. But will it work? More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.